Wendy and I have been fairly regularly traveling to Thailand over the last 5 years because our daughter and son-in-law took three of our grandchildren there, and they work in an international school in Bangkok. But a couple of years back, when we were out there, we took opportunity to go up to Chiang Mai to meet David and Carol Summers. And we spent a couple of days with them getting to know the work that they do. We came back and had some more contact with the family and so on. And a little while ago, Andy Weeds and David Sandberg went out and gave some technical help. Andy was concerned with good practice as when welding. He was training these guys to wear sort of health and safety type flip-flops while working. And there are many, many things that you can only express by saying it's very Thai. We've come across a lot of those over the years. We're really grateful to have David and Carol and Rebecca and, let's see if I can get this right, Sang Dao with us this morning. They're also, apart from the fact I'm not good at languages, there are all sorts of reasons why it's next to impossible to pronounce Thai unless you've been doing it for a long, long time. So I want to invite these guys up to introduce Hans to you, and after they've done the introduction, giving you some background, we're going to do a little interview. We will be through just after 12 noon, so that's okay. So how are we going to do this? Who's coming first? You're going to come? All coming first. Well, if Sang Dao and David, do you want to sit down there? And I don't know who's starting. Come and sit down. Cheers. Do you want to sit? You're going to sit over here. I'll take over in a minute. Apparently, you've got to get up again.
You're starting, aren't you?
Yes.
Are we, do you want to sit down or?
No, no, it's fine.
As you wish.
As long as, well, I'll be in the way actually, so I'll sit down.
You're that tall.
No, I'll sit down anyway. Excuse my back, folks. Yeah. We wanted to give you a little idea about the kind of things that Hans does, first of all, in Thailand. It's a bit of a well, it's quite varied, shall we say. One of the things that we respond to often is disaster relief, or in a very small way. You don't hear about many disasters in Thailand, but a few years ago we had a big flood that hit six northern provinces, and one of them called Utradip. And our guy who leads our team out there led a team of local people, raised some money locally, and they went about 100 miles or so across to this province and worked with local people and the army to deliver fresh water, food, blankets, anything they could to help the victims, of which there were many. And on the way back, when everything was gone, they passed this older lady's house who'd been rescued over a rope by neighbors. The water actually had reached the apex of the roof of her wooden house, and there she is. She'd had to be rescued and carried on the back of her neighbor on a rope. And when he met her, there was nothing left to give her, so he took his T-shirt. She'd got nothing. Took his T-shirt off his back and gave it to her, and promised to go back to help build her a new bathroom, which was filled with mud and sediment right to the roof from the flood. So we were able to do that later on. Another similar situation, I'll let Sang Dao tell you about.
Dao Liu.
Yes.
ป็นภาษาไทย
ก็ได
้ Can I speak Thai โอเคสวัสดีค่ะก็อันนี้จะเป็นที่หมู่บ้านหนึ่งที่ชื่อว่าหมู่บ้านเราเรียวซึ่งเป็นหมู่บ้านที่สร้างบ้านด้วยไม้ไผ่แล้วก็ยาค่ะ
So this is a village in the mountains called Lao Liu and the houses were built of bamboo and straw thatch
ในหมู่บ้านอาจจะมีไฟฟ้าที่เข้าไปถึงและอาจจะไม่ดีทำให้เกิดไฟฟ้าลัดวงจรแล้วไปกันหลายๆบ้านเป็น10หลัง
So the electricity supply in the village is not very good and the way it's wired in the houses is also not very good and it's not very professional so the thought is that the fire was started by an electrical fault
ก็ทั้งบ้านเขาไม่มีเสื้อผ้าไม่มีอาหารไม่เหลือแม้แต่อย่างเดียวที่บ้านของเขา
Eight of the houses that were completely destroyed the owners had the occupants had nothing left thankfully there was no loss of life but there was nothing left no clothing no blankets no furniture no food
ก็ Hans ก็ได้เข้าไปช่วยในเรื่องของอาหารเสื้อผ้าแล้วก็ยารักษา
So we sent a team from Hans to help with clothing and blankets and food and medicine
ค่ะบางส่วน
yes in part
และที่สำคัญ Hans ได้ส่งทีมเข้าไปช่วยสร้างบ้านให้เขา
but the most important thing we did was to send a team to rebuild houses for them
เพราะรัฐบาลอาจจะช่วยแต่อาจจะช่วยได้อาจจะช่วยนิดนึง
The local government did help a little but
อาจจะช้า
It's not like here it's very slow and very minimal help
ก็อันนี้จะเป็นครอบครัวที่เขาโดนไฟไหม้แล้วเขาได้บ้านใหม่แล้ว
This is one of the families that standing in front of their new houseWhich is obviously not bamboo.
ค่ะอันนี้คือบ้านใหม่แล้วค่ะบ้านใหม่ที่ไม่ใช่บ
So they enjoyed the blessing and the benefit of having better homes after the fire. Thank you.
Thank you. ขอบคุณค่ะ
Then there's Noi, our team leader out there, would travel to one of the farms that we're involved in our community development farms and he went past a house that he found an elderly couple living in and
we called them
at first the old couple because we didn't really know their names until we got to know them and then later we found out that they're actually younger than Carol and I so but that was where they were living very very poor couple no land of their own and obviously barely surviving. The house was dangerous. It's got some heavy tiles on the roof. And so Noi, our team leader, decided that he'd get involved and he went to the local headman of the community and asked if they could do something to get a hands in the local community and went on to organize some of the villagers locally and some of the tradespeople and even some of the stores in the nearby community and got a lot of free help or very inexpensive help for us to work together with the local community and rebuild their home for them. So that's the sort of thing that we do on the one hand. One of our other... Are you going to talk about Child Watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
One of the
things... Use the mic. Use the mic.
Come on,
it's on mic. I didn't get hooked up with any special mic, so I've got to use this one. One of the things that we've been involved in for a long time is rescue, we don't have anybody on our team now who can rescue children from people who've trafficked them, but... what we realised a few years ago was that we needed to try and deal with the core issue rather than trying to rescue kids. We'd, you know, obviously it's better if they never get taken away. So we set up a programme that we call Child Watch, based on the Neighbourhood Watch scheme. So we've got about 50 villages who are a part of that now, with volunteers in each village who are watching what's happening with the young children in their village. They're aware of any strangers that come into the village. They're able now to say to those strangers, we're a part of this program. If you come back here, we'll contact the local authorities, which beforehand, these villages are very remote. The people are very poor. They normally don't have any education. So they're very afraid of police, army, anybody who's got any kind of authority. So this program has given them almost a legitimacy to be able to stand up for themselves and stand against people. So they've got signs at the front of the villages that says this village is a part of the HANS Child Watch program. We're committed to the protection of women and children. And we know it's been successful because we've had less reports of children needing to be rescued. So the lack of stories coming to us is kind of our success story. But it's been a really, really good program that we'd like to develop if we could get more resources. that's the girl in the red there. She was one girl who was rescued, and all of these five girls were rescued. Leading on from that, we are also involved in transporting kids, again, from really remote villages to local schools. If we didn't help with this, either the children would have to walk up to 4 or 5 miles a day, you're talking 5-year-olds, and on up, potentially, either they don't go to school, they stay at home, their parents are in the fields, they're on their own at home, or there is the danger of them just being snatched on their way backwards and forwards from school. So we've got this program in 2 schools that we work in, busing in about 100 kids, I think, into both schools together. Then, like you said, it's very varied what we do. We're here, there, and everywhere. Difficult to quantify and difficult to explain in 5 minutes, unfortunately.
Yeah. We also have a hostel which Sengla's going to tell you about a little bit as well.
The schools work first.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, let me do that then. Yes, actually, this morning's dedication was a lovely experience. Thanks for sharing it with us. It's nice to be here for that. And it reminded me of the time when David and Andy visited. One of the highlights for me, and I think possibly for them, of that trip was that in the schools that we're involved with, there was a graduation going on. And there's no slides related to this, actually. It wasn't planned, but we were able to, one of the lovely things they did, all the kids who graduated, and they were graduating from kindergarten and from primary school age level, because for lots of reasons, that's probably the only graduation ceremonies they will enjoy. They've got no opportunity to study further in the situation that they're in. So the schools run these graduation ceremonies as a special event for them. And at the end, all the teachers sit in a line and all the children come up and the teachers just bless them and they tie their wrists with a string and just give them their good wishes and blessings, and they just speak encouragement to them. Anyway, we were invited to sit in along with the teachers, so we got to pray over all these kids that came and prophesy over them, and it was a wonderful opportunity to be able to input into their lives in a similar way as with Sebastian this morning, so it was lovely. But yes, we're involved in 2 schools in particular. We do things like helping the teachers learn to become more proficient in delivering English language as a part of the course, which is what's happening there, some of our volunteers teaching English to the teachers. But we've worked in a couple of schools that are from very poor beginnings, very poor backgrounds. We have got involved taking teams there over and doing other things for many years now, and we've seen a great level of transformation simply because we've been able to encourage the teachers and the schools, and we've been able to work alongside them. And so it's a great privilege for us to have a part in something of helping these youngsters get a better education. One of the schools, this one in particular, is a school that from the first time we went was there were only a few teachers, very, very discouraged group of people, very disheartened, lack of resources, and now they've got people from other schools going to see what they're doing, because they've really, the teachers and staff have really taken it to a different level. Okay. Sengdao, do you want to talk about the hostel?
Yes. Okay. ก็เด็กที่มูลนิธิส่วนใหญ่จะเป็นเด็กที่มีฐานะที่ยากจน
So the children that we have in the hostel are from very poor backgrounds.
มีปัญหาเรื่องการมีปัญหาเรื่องการไปเรียนของเด็ก
And it's very difficult for them to find any education in the regions that they live.
ค่ะตามหมู่บ้านเพราะส่วนใหญ่ตามหมู่บ้านเขาจะไม่มีโรงเรียน
Most villages don't have a school in them or near them.
ใช่เขาจะมีโรงเรียนที่ในเมืองเป็นซะส่วนใหญ
่ You have to go into one of the close bigger towns.
พ่อแม่บางคนพ่อแม่อยากล้าง
Yeah, lots of kids have from broken homes.
แล้วก็ทำให้มูลนิธิของเราก็ตอนนี้ก็เลยมูลนิธิของเราก็ได้รับเด็กเหล่านั้นมาอยู่ด้วยกันประมาณ38คน
And right now we have about 38 children in the hostel that we run
เราดูแลเขาเหมือนครอบครัวเดียวกัน
So we try to take care of them like a big extended family
เรารักเขาเหมือนน้องของเรา
And we Sengdao saying that she loves them like her own children or her own siblings.
เราอยู่ด้วยกันตลอดเวลา
And we spend all our time together.
เรามีกิจกรรมหลายๆอย่างในนั้น
And we do lots of activities together.
ซึ่งเป็นสถานที่ที่ปลอดภัยแล้วก็ดี
So the where the hostel is a safe environment for them and it's a very good environment for them.
Okay. That's her third one from the left.
The third one from the left.
Oh, it's me.
Yes.
อันนี้น่าจะเป็นตอนอายุ9ขวบ10ขวบ
So about when she was about 9 or 10 years old. Yeah. So she grew up in the hostel and was one of the I think she was the first actually to go on to university.Study at university. Teams, are you?
อันนี้คือเพื่อนของยูยี
่
ที่อยู่ในมูลนิธิด้วยกันตอนนั้น
Yeah, a few years ago, her close friend. Okay.
That's all of our kids and staff now.Most of them are in their traditional Akka. They're from the Hill Tribe, Akka Hill Tribe. Their costumes. It's very busy, as you can imagine. Oh, sorry. this is a fun activity we like to do with teams, build a big fire and dance around with bamboo sticks, making lots of noise.
Yes, that's an Akha tradition, tribal tradition. Okay, I think we're moving on to...
Yeah.
We've just got enough time to do the interview, actually.
Yeah. So teams, if anybody wants to come on a team, they're involved in all that's going on, depending on what's happening at the time. So,
yes.
So
okay,
do join in.
Can swap seats.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can stay there.
Yeah. You're going to talk some more.
Yeah. Okay.
And there are some people who are going to be generating questions while we're doing this bit. So, guys, don't worry if nothing comes to mind, but if we've got those, I'll ask you for them in a minute. Yeah? Okay. So, Sang Dao.
Dao. Sang Dao.
It means starlight.
Okay.
So you could call it starlight if you like.
All right.
No.
tell me about your family.
My family is a very big family.
Uh-huh.
I have 9 brothers and sisters.
What was the house like that you lived in when you were small?
บ้านลักษณะบ้านเป็นยังไงตอนที่เด็กเล็กอ๋อบ้านของยี่จะเป็นบัมบูไม้ไผ่ค่ะ
How many rooms were there
ไม่มีห้องก็น่าจะมีอยู่แบ่งกันไว้แค่นั้นประมาณ 2 ที่
2 ที่ the not actually rooms, it's a bamboo house with a division, so it's divided into 2 sections.
Yeah. So, and how old were you when you went to the hostel?
9.
9. Okay. You are really redundant, David. We could have this conversation.
Why don't you try and encourage that?
I think this is true. Yeah. Because when people come to visit you from England, you will have to speak to in English. Otherwise, we'll just go off and do all sorts of things. you went to university?
Yes.
Yes. What did you study?
About a hotel.
Okay, so you studied leisure industry and tourism?
Huh.
And did you work in the tourist industry for a while?
ไม่ ค่ะ แค่ ฝึก งาน.
No, only as a part some work experience as a part of the
court.
God led me to go back to Hans.
Tell me how God led you to go and join Hans.
Oh, God called me. Yeah.
This is a difficult question.
ใช่ ค่ะ ก็ Hans คือบ้านของยี่ยี่
Oh.
นั่นหมายความว่ามันเหมือนกับว่า บ้านต้องการให้เราช่วยยูยี่ก็เลยมันเหมือนกับว่ายูยี่ต้องกลับไป
Okay.
Are you embarrassing him?
No. So in the culture,
it's
quite normal if a child goes away to study, but the house, the parents and siblings need them back home to help with the farm or the fields or the work, then they're expected to go back. That's normal. They wouldn't think of doing anything else. And so she said that she was aware that we needed her. So she came back in the same manner. Back to her home and so she really loves being involved and is very happy. So that was her reasoning.
And what do you do for Hans now? What is your task?
I look after the children and I teach Thai language to that might seem strange, but because they're Akha, a minority group, they don't speak Thai as their parent language, so they have a struggle actually in education to learn Thai.
One thing that I found difficult to understand was how the northern tribes, Isan and Akka, fit in to the country. Are you a Thai citizen?
You have been Akka.
But you're there.
Tony.
Tony, been Sanchat Thai.
Ka, Tony, the Sanchat Thai.
And are all your family Thai citizens?
Ka.
Yeah, so yes. They're part. Now, some people who are Akka live in Myanmar, Burma. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So do your relatives from Burma come over to Thailand as well?
Yes. Sometimes.
So originally they migrated from southern China into Burma and then into Thailand, but there is still groups in all of those countries in that region.
So how does Hans help people who have no documents?
Yes, it's very difficult.
And so what problems do people face who come across the border?
So they don't have work and they find it hard to get work. So they're very poor and often have no food, not enough food to eat.
And are their children able to go to school?
Katame?
ยังนิดหน่อยค่ะลูกๆของเขาพวกเขาเข้าไปที่โรงเรียนได้หรือเปล่ายากค่ะถ้ามันยากค่ะถ้าโรงเรียนมันอยู่ไกลพ่อแม่อาจจะไม่ให้เขาไปอาจจะให้เขาทำงาน
So for most of them it's very difficult and if they live a long way from the schools the parents won't be able to send them there. They don't have money or ability.
Now, when I'm talking to you, I am watching Andy just there, who has been to Thailand. And I can see in his eyes that he would like to go back and has got some thoughts about going back. If a teen comes from Dayspring, what would you want them to do?
She understood that
yes.
very well. So, one of the things that they would do is to invite the team to experience some of their traditional customs, including dance and games and all of that sort of connection of different cultures.
Are there any things that the team can do to help the children?
We're debating what could be done, because often teams come only for 2 weeks and it's a short time.
But some have education skills, some have medical skills.
Exactly, yes.
And are able to contribute there. Yes. I think we probably, the guys will be around for a few minutes, so do feel free to talk to them after we've finished. There are all sorts of ways in which we found that we enjoyed connecting with hands in Thailand. We found that their church ethos and the way they work is something that we responded to. We were very interested when Wendy and I went. We met Noi, who we saw some photographs of, yeah. I think, and enjoyed the fact that Noi loves his pigs very much.
Yes.
Yes, very indeed. We went to visit some people, and we visited the people, and Noi visited the pigs to check yeah. they were being well looked after. And we saw some of So what I would like to do just to finish is to pray on behalf of all of us for you and for Hans. And as I do so, if you join with us in prayer, if you wish, if you want to stretch out a hand towards either Carol or to Rebecca or to Sandow or to David, and we'll pray. So khob khun ka.
Khob khun ka.
Yes, let's pray. Father, we know that you're taking the hands work through really quite a tough season in which you are sifting and pruning and testing the foundations of the work in these days. And Father, we pray that as they find faith for you to bring something good out of all the difficulties of the moment, that you will, just like we anointed Seb this morning, that you will anoint Sandow and her colleagues to bring something from the Thai nation to the Thai nation, out in those rejected, separated, lonely areas in the north. Father, we pray that you would do something which will surprise us all, yes. And that you'll be very close to Sandow as she returns to her home and to the people who have become her family. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's it, guys. We've finished for today. Do have a chat with one another. We hope you enjoyed it. And we'll put the lights back on so nobody trips over anything. And that's it for this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.